So we've been trained to see the created world society as upright when it's upside down, to think of the so-called rulers as being powerful and we as being weak. This is demoralizing as it causes us to deny our body's truth, to distrust what it tells, to, in effect, be on opposite sides with it, which unconsciously demoralizes, which explains the joy released when we finally listen, and why happiness is self-creation. Because we're powerful, we can't stand to be the dupes of others, which, if only unconsciously, we know we're being when we don't understand what makes things happen, what makes things work, and what makes things work so consistently against our interests, against our body's truth. In Waking Up, when I said that fundamentally we are beings that like to figure things out and to make things, I could have strengthened the picture by adding that we are beings that like to understand the underpinnings of things. And that's probably the root of the word, understand. And then I could have strengthened it further by adding, because it makes us feel powerful. I.e., we are beings with an exceptionally strong need to feel powerful. And once we think we've figured things out, there's an inertia to that sense because it supports our need to feel powerful, our belief that we are powerful. And power is both the slave of this psychological need and sees itself as the master manipulator of it in us. And this inertia reinforces status quo for a time until it gets undermined by the earth when it shifts beneath our feet and we're forced to examine things afresh and reassess. And this is an ongoing process. Despite the efforts of power to freeze the current state of our understanding in place, because the music stopped and they're on top.